Scripture reading is out of Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your heart sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Those are some powerful words, folks. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I think some of you might be wondering about that picture on the cover of this bulletin. Several years ago, I saw a cartoon in a religious magazine that showed a young boy talking to his little sister. He was saying, "Now the shepherds were busy washing their socks by night." It's an interesting picture. Isn't it? Can you imagine it in your head? Several tired and dirty shepherds who, after a long day of watching their flocks, have finally gotten the sheep settled down for the night. They've finished their simple supper and eaten up standing around the fire. And now they boil a kettle of water, and after removing their work boots, peel off their dirty, stinking socks. And I imagine them wearing these long tube socks, you know, the kind with the reinforced toe and heel and the little colored band at the top of them. The shepherds then sit back and stretch their feet out to the fire, wiggling their toes and massaging their insteps. What a relief. After a 16-hour day of chasing sheep up the rocky hillsides and down the dusty roads. So they wash and rinse out their socks, propping them up on little sticks by the fire to dry before they stretch out on their blankets to go to sleep. In other words, just another day. Just another night on a boring job in which every day is pretty much like the day that went before. When all of a sudden, the sky is filled with a blinding light and an angel is hovering in the air above them. Well, they quake in their boots, or I should say their feet. They shake and they hug the ground. They were sore afraid is one of the greatest understatements in the Bible. The angel talks with them about the Messiah and a baby and the city of David. Then a whole choir of angels appear singing about peace and love. So then the shepherds get up and put on their damp socks and cold shoes and tramp off to Bethlehem to see what all the fuss is about. At least, that's the image in my mind when I hear the words, washing their socks by night. This whole business of thinking about shepherds washing out their tube socks by the fire was really a helpful image for me because it helped me remember that they were, after all, real, ordinary people just like you and me. They were ordinary people going about their ordinary lives in ordinary ways when something that was truly extraordinary, which means extraordinary, suddenly intruded and changed their lives forever. All too often, we fail to remember that most of the people in the Bible were more like us than not like us. They didn't spend their days waiting for a prophet to come to town or scanning the horizon for angels. Most of them spent their time going about the ordinariness of life. Going to work, paying bills, cleaning house, gossiping with the neighbors, quarreling with the in-laws, and worrying about taxes and the girl that Junior's been dating. They went to synagogue on the Sabbath, and then they went home and talked about the rabbi being long-winded and the sanctuary being too cold. They were a lot like us. And just like us, while they may have been hopeful that next year would be better than last year or the year before that, they really weren't expecting things to change very much. Not really. In their heart of hearts, they weren't looking for God to do anything dramatic anytime soon. And yet, we gather to celebrate and remember that there came a time when God did act, when God did do something totally unordinary. God came calling with trumpets blaring and angels singing and stars in the night, while the shepherds were washing their socks by night. God showed up with a gift. It was a gift of God's very self, a gift of love and joy and forgiveness, all wrapped up in one little teeny tiny baby, born in a spare room, sleeping in a feed trough. It was a surprising, extraordinary gift. And you and I have been given that gift as well. The greatest gift of all, the gift of God's Son, the Christ, our Savior. So it would be a terrible shame if after we have gone to all this effort to celebrate this gift, which we do every year at Christmas, it would be a shame if we would fail to fully receive it in our lives. It would be sheer folly to celebrate Jesus as the Son of God and yet fail to obey him when he invites us to take up our cross and follow him. In order to receive God's gift into our lives this year, we must let God's peace and love and forgiveness go to work in us. And in all that we do, we must put on, as the scripture says, love, kindness, forgiveness, patience, self-control. God has shown up in the midst of our ordinary lives, shattering our timid normality with his own brazen originality. God has exploded into our lives, upsetting everything forever. And the main question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to let it while and for God has given to us? Let it transform to be open to the this tremendous gift. I think it bears repeating. For as God's choice, put on kindness, gentleness, be tolerant with each other. And if someone has a complaint against anyone, each other. You, each other. All these things, put on love, perfect bond. The peace of Christ must control your hearts. A peace into which you were called in one body. And be thankful, people. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And give thanks to God the Father through him. God came into the world in a super extraordinary way, and our lives will never be the same again. Amen and amen.
So in answer to the question, what now?
Yeah.
If you'll stand up and turn to in your hymnals to page 251, we'll go tell it on the mountain.
Yay! I wished you a Merry Christmas on Christmas Eve, and some of you weren't here, so I'm wishing you a belated Merry Christmas. This is actually the Christmas season. Christmas isn't just one day in the season of the church. I mean, the rest of the world is over with Christmas, but we have one more week to go in Christmas. And I sure hope, more than anything else, and pray that Christmas will live in your hearts all year round. and that we will remember to put on the love of Christ. When we get up every morning, when we go into work, and whatever we do, that we may wear Christ and wear Christ's love in our lives. May you go in the peace and love of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and may He rest and abide with each of you, now and always. Go in His peace. Amen. Thank you.